This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I can feel the globalist panicking. Did you see the video? We heard it like five times today. Your radio listeners on Infowars.com with Greta Thunberg. And her Soros handler, it's on record, the guy's Lieutenant George Soros at the UN. And she's in there spouting into the world crap. And then struts in Trump, and she just looks like the Grinch that stole Christmas, about to have a heart attack. It's so archetypal. It's beyond any movie. It's beyond theater. It's the real world. Think about it. Think about how amazing it is. Think about how we are alive on this planet and this fantastical universe. Now, we've put together a few of the clips. We'll have more of them in this hour. But you heard Lord Monckton earlier, and I agree with him. This is Trump's most powerful, most epic speech. That when you understand that the globalists used to want to have people arrested if they talked about this. I mean, they used to tell police in training manuals, we've shown you, that if people have Get Out of the UN stickers on their car, go ahead and arrest them. That was in law enforcement magazines. It all backfired. We believed in humanity. We exposed it. And now it's nationalism versus globalism. And you'll never have your world government. No matter how much tyranny, they're done. They're done. Let's go to these clips.
Looking around and all over this large, magnificent planet, the truth is plain to see. If you want freedom, take pride in your country. If you want democracy, hold on to your sovereignty. And if you want peace, love your nation. Wise leaders always put the good of their own people and their own country first. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots. The future belongs to sovereign and independent nations who protect their citizens, respect their neighbors, and honor the differences that make each country special and unique. I recently met the CEO of a terrific American company, Micron Technology, at the White House. Micron produces memory chips used in countless electronics. To advance the Chinese government's five-year economic plan, a company owned by the Chinese state allegedly stole Micron's designs, valued at up to $8.7 billion. Soon the Chinese company obtains patents for nearly an identical product, and Micron was banned from selling its own goods in China. But we are seeking justice. The United States lost 60,000 factories after China entered the WTO. This is happening to other countries all over the globe. The World Trade Organization needs drastic change. The second largest economy in the world should not be permitted to declare itself a developing country in order to game the system at others' expense. We must always be skeptical of those who want conformity and control. Even in free nations, we see alarming signs and new challenges to liberty. A small number of social media platforms are acquiring immense power over what we can see and over what we are allowed to say. A permanent political class is openly disdainful, dismissive and defiant of the will of the people. A faceless bureaucracy operates in secret and weakens democratic rule. Media and academic institutions push flat-out assaults on our histories, traditions, and values. In the United States, my administration has made clear to social media companies that we will uphold the right of free speech.
I'm in ecstasy. Stay there. We're going to play all of it. Hotep Jesus is joining us. Let me tell you, this is a big deal in front of the whole world, folks. This is a big deal.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones. He was a nice guy, actually. You like him? Oh, that's good. Alex Jones, nice guy.
I know now from top people that you actually are for real, and you understand you're in danger, and you understand what you're doing is happening.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot, but you'll be looking at me in a year or 2 years. Let's give me a little bit of a time to run things. But a year into office, you'll be saying, wow, I remember that interview. He said he was going to do it, and he did a great job. You'll be very proud of our country.
So while we're there, you probably read it. It was in Drudge. Who's great, by the way. Drudge is amazing. But the story in Drudge, and big story, it's all over the place now. Guys swimming across, and big bags of stuff. It's drugs. Swimming across the river, right? Swimming right across.
We just caught these guys coming across the border. They're jumping in. They just jumped in rafts. They're coming up 1, 2, 3, 4. They have big satchels.
And actually, the camera crew, or the reporters, were petrified because they thought they were going to be killed. Because they're showing this on camera. The guys carrying bags of stuff. It was drugs.
Trump, I hope you can help uncripple America. Thank you so much, sir. That you will be attacked for coming on, and we know you know that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I started this broadcast out optimistic, but very, very upset. And it's a problem I have that David Knight has and that Owen Schroyer has. And I know that Will Johnson and Tom Papert have and that Savannah Hernandez has and all our other hosts. When you look at this stuff, I mean, I do a lot of preparation at home and in the morning and when I get here. And it's upsetting. I mean, I'm not being a victim here. I'm just telling you that it's really upsetting to study the left. Because they're so much worse than I can even say. And at the end of the show, almost every day, the broadcast, I'll go through the papers, and I'll go, oh, man, I didn't cover that. I didn't cover this. And I feel guilty like I'm not doing a good enough job. And I think about people out there that don't care about humanity or society, who all think everything's a big joke. What must that be like? Because I'm fighting all the time, and I feel like I'm not doing enough. And it's not from some goody-two-shoes perspective. I'm not an evil person. I like to see people hurt for no reason, and I don't like to dominate people for no reason, and I don't want power for no reason. I wanted to protect myself. And I don't like seeing people poor. I don't like seeing animals hurt. But I have a instinctive territorialism. And I get enraged. And a lot of people think, oh, you get mad, you get stupid. No, that's you get scared, you can't think. No, when I'm angry, I can think real good. It's like a rushing of just all this information and everything's so clear when I'm in that state. And it's not a demonic anger, it's a human anger. I wouldn't even call it a godly anger. It's a human clarity and just focus. Because my very cells, because you've got the spirit, that's God, and then that's your connection to God, your spirit. But the body has a life. The body, the cells, have a will to survive as well. They're a shadow of the spirit. And my body's like, this is the enemy. I mean, you want to hurt children? You want to destroy their innocence? My cells want to fight. My very sinews, my bones, want to run up against the enemy. My teeth want to sink into their flesh. I want to squeeze the life out of them. I want to watch the dim, evil light go out of their eyes and my hands are around their neck politically because they're hurting innocent people. And my very body wants them off the children, and it's willing to do anything to get them off. Anything. It doesn't hurt other innocents. But we're going to have to be very patient to get this job done. And I can tell you, Trump has that same rage, and many other people have that same rage. But it's not the rage that's going to get us through this. It's going to be that quiet, determined focus. And we've got to get in that quiet, determined focus place, or the anger is going to go sideways on people we care about around us and is radioactive. So it's got to be a balance. And I spend so much time trying to not get angry. Then I look at other people that let themselves just be trampled on constantly. And it's dangerous. And I watch the twisted and the fallen organize themselves into armies of evil and then try to convince those of us that have a conscience that we need to bow down to them because they can point out a few problems we have or something our ancestors did, and it needs to be rebuked. It needs to be shouted out. It needs to be blocked. That doesn't mean go out and bully them and go out and get in their face. That just means don't do business with them. And when you see them, let them know. And when they get in your business, look them right in the eye and say, you listen here. You know damn well you're a control freak that envies people and hates civilization, and you're of your father, the devil. So in the name of Jesus Christ, get behind me, Satan. And let me tell you, I've been doing that now. When they come over and they go, F you, F your family, or shame on you, and they're all in a circle, I just go, you're of your father, the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, get behind me, Satan. And they run. This happens routinely now. They start stumbling over themselves. They go, and they just, because they know. It's like deep down, they go, whoa. And it's that deed we have on this planet because of Christ. See, the devil was given this planet. But we are given the down payment on the deed if we simply take it. And it's our planet as a launch pad to infinite futures. And the system doesn't like that. Everything is about the end of the future. The end of civilization. The globalist singularity. Humans fall away like rocket boosters on a space shuttle mission, and they control the future, and then we suck, and we're horrible, and we're bad, and it's all over for us, and it's all foregone conclusion. Give up, lay down in the ditch. It's all over. No, it's not. That's because those of you that chose Satan, it's all over for you. You're what's going to fall to the side, not us. Every bit of it's projection. Look at globalists. They could be worth $1 trillion. Some of them control trillions. It's all made up, inflated crap anyways. And they look devoid of power, of regalness, of strength. Even if they have pretty bodies they've paid for, they look like mummies, painted trollops. And they are soulless, and they are without any real direction. Let's see if we can get our guest on here. I want to get him on Hotep Jesus. We'll see if that happens. But regardless, I'm going to play some more of these clips. Mike Adams is going to be co-hosting tomorrow. Robert Barnes is going to be in the studio. We were going to file lawsuits 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, but we've been waiting for the attorney generals to get theirs in place to make sure ours line up with what the White House is doing. But we're either filing them tomorrow or Thursday. We'll start filing either tomorrow or Thursday, and then there's going to be suits this week, next week, you name it. And I'm not happy about this, But it has to happen. And we're not filing lawsuits to play games here. That's why we don't just file them right away. So this is serious business. That's another reason to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. You want to fight? Want somebody to fight? You're looking for somebody that ain't going to back down? Oh, you found it right here, folks. This is the real deal. That's why they spend all day on the Internet from a patriot perspective that's paid for, saying we're not real, saying we work for this or that, or I'm Bill Hicks. All that crap is to tell you that the bona fide, the bones, the real McCoy isn't real. I'm for real. Trump's for real. This fight's for real. And you're for real. So stop worrying about all the naysayers. You've seen how far we've come against globalism. You've seen it go from thinking it had total superiority and supremacy to now it's on its heels. It's fighting for its life. And it's had to take out the brass knuckles on us to try to win. All that done is piss us off. That point where they hurt us, your brain just clicks on, you say, you're going to get hurt real bad right now. And they get hurt real bad politically.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Still on air despite everything the enemy's tried. Thanks to you. You're not an audience. You're the pro-human resistance of the globalists. You are amazing over the race, color, and creed across this planet. And you ain't seen nothing yet, as they say. Ladies and gentlemen, with Trump's epic speech that we're going to cover on the war room today, the whole thing, more of it coming up next segment, saying globalism's dead, the tech censorship, we're coming for you. Big tech's lost $56 billion in market cap just from that statement. Talk about Trump taking big Chi-Com tech to the woodshed. I wanted to get Hotep Jesus on today. He's hard to get on. He's a busy guy. We got him on. He got a little bit late, so we already got in the wings, which is another person I want to get on today or tomorrow. Leo Zagami, who's an expert on the Vatican, and he's written an article at leozagami.com. It's also at Infowars.com. Greta's parents reported to child services in Sweden this morning. Talk about an abused child, a brainwashed child. Surprise, Greta Thunberg's coach is a Soros, Bill and Melinda Gates operative. Well, of course they are. And her security and the guy handling her at the UN is also that. And, of course, her parents are Antifa. So we're going to get Hotep Jesus' take on that. But I wanted to bring, and we'll go to Hotep just a moment, I wanted to bring Leo Zagami in here, who's broken this news. Give us the latest intel on Greta. I mean, she was like possessed by Hitler. When I say that, I mean, she really had the wild-eyedness, that certain look, that certain cadence. A lot of people are making the Hitler parallel right now.
Yes, Alex, I've been sincerely praying very much for Greta in the last 24 hours because the moment Trump crossed Greta, this demon came out of her and was visible in her eyes. And it really broke my heart because this child is being not only abused as, of course, for propaganda reasons, but she obviously has some demon inside her and it's becoming increasingly visible. So when earlier this morning a friend from Stockholm contacted me, sending me this news that the parents have been reported for child abuse and this report is being taken seriously. Well, in a way, Alex, I was really relieved because yesterday here on my own channel, I actually prayed for her and made a kind of like a liberation prayer because I felt really sorry for this person. He's like, I mean, The Exorcist was a film in which you had a priest who was Max von Sydow, who was a Swedish and a Jesuit with a girl. And in this case, the girl is Swedish. And she is possessed, and there is no doubt on that, because when Trump, a man of God, who is about to talk about a subject like religious intolerance, in a way nobody has done ever before, who has invested now $25 million talking about the fact that Christians have been killed, Jews have been killed, Muslims of various denominations kill each other every day, religious intolerance has to end. And instead we are talking here about the rabbi that Greta was pushing through with her propaganda, and of course at one point when she went on stage it was visible to the whole world and even to the child services in Sweden, who are taking this report very seriously. So I expect the parents of Greta to have some big problems on their return to Sweden
because they're just passing her around to the globalists everywhere. She's clearly totally brainwashed. Hotep Jesus has been marketing for many decades, both traditional and digital spheres, very well known. He's a natural teacher and a wealth of knowledge. He was a popular radio and TV shows, a huge guest. Everybody knows that. He's also known for his work with Curtis 50 Cent Jackson and the regional marketing director for his incubator program. In addition, he's doing work in sub-Saharan Africa, Tanzania, where he keeps in contact with a translator on the ground that helped facilitate resources for children's programs. Brian's dream is a life of philanthropy. Hotep Jesus, H-O-T-E-P Jesus, at Hotep Jesus on Twitter. Hotep, I want to get you on about the waterfront. Leo's with us a little bit longer. I want to get Leo back on tomorrow. And I want to get you on routinely because we love your work, love you on Joe Rogan. What do you make of Greta Thunberg, Trump's speech at the UN, just the climate we're in right now, the energy level? I can feel the energy. Do you feel that?
Leo made me laugh. When he said she was possessed, I was like, yo, that kind of goes in line with what I was thinking, because when I first saw Greta, I thought of the Chucky doll, right? So everybody's saying, oh, you know, you can't talk about this little kid and that and third. And I said to myself, I said, if the Chucky doll was running after you with a knife in his hand, would you punch the little thing or would you feel bad? You know, so with Greta, I'm like, I see Chucky. I see somebody that I really don't care what their age is. You know, once you enter the conversation and you put yourself in the front, you got to be able to take some bullets, right? You got to be able to take some criticism. There she is right there. That's Greta. To me, that's what I see.
You're right. I was calling her the Grinch. She looks more like Chucky.
You see that? You see that? Like this is not, and it's the sad
and Chucky
part.
Chucky goes, I'm watching you. And she says that. I'm watching. She's like the German. She's like Hitler meets Chucky.
Yeah, and you know it's a fraud, it's a facade, because she gets into character when she did that little speech, right? And I think her dad was actor or his mom or something like that. This little girl is being propped up to push an agenda. Scott Pressler has done more for the climate in 2 days than her entire movement will ever do. This is the type of situation where we have to allow capitalists, so-called capitalists, to handle the climate problem. Don't let the socialists handle the problem, because the problem won't get solved, it'll get worse. You have private corporations right now that have invented machines or ideas that are cleaning up garbage from the ocean. People are going to be able to solve these problems. And then what's the first thing that these climate people do? They shut down biotech. They say, oh, we don't want to deal with, you know, the tech people that want to help with this issue. Well, how else do you clean up stuff without technology? At one point, the garbage truck was technology. Then the garbage truck had arms and picked up your garbage. The guy didn't have to stay outside a truck. Technology is always going to be around. So technology is going to have to help us clean up this mess. And the first thing you want to do is attack the technology.
Well, you're right. They want to be able to decide what technology we can have and be the new kings of the earth.
Right. And they don't want to create solutions. They don't want things to get better, because then they're out of a job.
Why are they so anti-success? Because the left admits now, and the whole environmental movement is about an anti-human future. It's just a nightmare. We're all going to die. It all sucks.
I mean, if you're a garbage man and there's no garbage, you're out of business. If you're an activist and there's no problems, you're out of business. And these people are making a lot of money as activists. So the only thing they can do is, after a problem solved, is create a new problem. That's what socialists specialize in, creating problems out of thin air.
All right, I'm going to ask you, Jeff, we're going to break what you want to get into, because you've always got a lot of really cool stuff on your radar. We're going to come back real fast and finish up with Leo Zagami, who I appreciate coming on short notice, because he broke this story as we learn more developments. We'll be right back on the other side. But Hotep, I know you also have some websites, not just on Twitter. I'm always pushing people away from those big platforms. Where else can we find Hotep Planet?
HotepNation.com is the best place. You get an idea of our philosophy. Some people think it's a religion. It's not a religion. It's an ideology or philosophy. So if you go to HotepNation.com and just read the
op-ed. You also saw a book, Dominate Twitter. All right, we'll be back with Hotep Jesus, Leo Zagami, and Alex Jones. Now that's three weirdos.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas, but I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you."
What a crazy time. Hotep Jesus is our guest here, one of the great top marketers, expert on Twitter, a really smart guy about the New World Order, and Leo Zagami, best-selling author, Vatican expert, and so much more, who we got on because he had a breaking story at leozagami.com. Leo, I want to get you back on soon. Thanks for popping on short notice. What else would you like to talk about that's happening in the world right now?
Well, I would like to conclude regarding Greta, the fact that she has Asperger's syndrome, and this has been proven by exorcists in the past. to lead to demonic possession. So I respect totally what your guest is saying and giving, of course, the more materialistic view of how she's been used and abused. But there is also a spiritual problem here, and it needs to be addressed seriously, because this woman is demonically possessed, and demonic possession is a very serious issue. So thank you for having me on and giving me the possibility to break this to all our viewers.
Well, as it unfolds, the story you're breaking, that the CPS is sent to her house, please join us again the next few days. Thank you, Leo.
Thank you, Alex. God bless.
Hotep, we're 3 years into Trump and change. The world's crazy. We've got the Republican rival governor of Massachusetts, Bill Weld, saying we need to execute Trump. Stuff is really starting to get crazy. What would you call the climate the planet's in right now, with all these wars, rumors of wars, massive change, AI, quantum computing? What would you call this period?
Oh, man, what would you call it? That's a great question. It's definitely a turning point, right? We're at a fork in the road right now where we can rescue America. But if it doesn't happen within the next few years, we're going to find out that people are going to be showing up at CPAC announcing their pronouns. That's what we're headed for. We're headed for a future where conservative influences have pushed the right so far left that the right is now the left. We got to be very careful with who we associate with. We have to be very careful with who we give a microphone to. I think we need to remove kids from politics, period. If you don't pay taxes, if you don't have kids, you should be ignored. We should not be exalting these kids. They should not have millions of followers on Twitter, thousands of followers on Twitter, because they have some opinions. Because the first thing they do is, when you criticize them, they're going to say, oh, wait, I'm a kid. So basically what they want is, they want all the perks of being an adult with none of the drawbacks, with none of the cons. No. You either get everything or you get nothing. So I say, because they're going to pull this young kid thing, that they should all be ignored and should not be used and should not be given a platform. I wouldn't interview anybody who is under the age of 18. I would not let them on my platform. No, go grow up, and then you come back, right? Because it's too dangerous. You're not experienced enough. You have enough stain in the game. You've never paid tax. You never paid corporate tax. I can't trust you to make the right decisions for America. I can't trust you. I can't trust your opinions, not based on anything. You don't have kids. Well, you don't have a stake in the future of America. When you're gone, that's it. There's nothing left of you. So I think we need to do that. I'm also questioning repeal the 19th. Women are way too emotional. I think until women learn to control their emotions, they should not be given a platform. They should not be given a microphone. Because these people are the same ones that socialists use. Socialists and communists use women, and they use children to push their agendas, which is why we have to remove these people from the spotlight and bring it back to the male, the head of the household, and let us handle some of these things, and let women handle the womanly things, and let kids be kids and grow up and learn how to be a man and learn how to be a woman. Right now, it's time for the men that want to change America. It's time for the men to step up and be strong voices and stand up for the principles they believe in and speak up. If you don't like something within the conservative movement, we can't be trying to budge. We can't be trying to make the left like us more. Or we saw what they did to Alex Jones, right? They banned Alex Jones from the internet. That lets you know right now it's cold red. There's no time to put these pussies put in. They did this right before election. This is election meddling. Now is the time where the men got to step up and the women got to support the men. We got to support the real men.
Well, what you bring up gets a lot of attention, but Hitler did say, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. It is a fact that 80% of advertising targets women. And I can get emotional about once I've made a decision on something to drive me, but what happens is, on average, women are more collective, and they want to work with people, and they tend to historically get fooled by authoritarians, like Hitler's biggest supporters were women. And I'm not saying women, I don't think I'm going as far as you are, obviously, but the issue here is that We have this egalitarian, open, liberal society. The West empowers women, and then it is statistically at the big tech companies everywhere, and the communist Chinese are hiring women now who statistically will carry out authoritarianism in the name of everyone being nice and good, like the head of YouTube. And so men then, they're saying men are bad. Oh, my gosh, look at Barstool Sports. Men are being masculine. Now they're saying we can't be masculine. So they're saying we can't vote, basically. We can't have websites. We can't be heard from. And so what's happening is we expand and open up the freedom, and then we're being told now our freedom goes away. So the pushback is obviously where you're going with that, and it really shows the authoritarianism that the globalists do not want any leadership to fight a takeover. Any time an authoritarian takes over, he enslaves or kills the men. And so we have culturally killed men for this takeover. It's like LBJ said, and his letters are public, I'll have the effing N-words, you know, voting Democrat, for 100 years. And he said, we're going to pay women to not have men in the House. And so it's that is their plan. Not blaming women. Evil men come in and literally try to remove men. I mean, it's a fact.
Yeah. I saw somebody the other day. They said it so clear. They said men are capitalists, and I hate that term, and women are communists. And it's true, which is why they're so susceptible to socialism and communism. And they love it so much. But that just points to their nature that they belong in the community, the commune. That's where women belong. You stay in the community, we're going to go out and fight the battle. Today, the battles are more like a Cold War than a real war, right? That we're facing here in America, at least. The women, you need to get back in the kitchen. You need to make sure that, you know, my sandwich is ready so I can go fight the war. You need to make sure that these kids know what gender they are. You know what I mean? Once you got the mom removed, now that this, I don't know where they're learning this gender stuff from.
Sure, no one can deny that the family's been broken up so they can go sterilize the kids and end humanity. I mean, it's true. They're killing the way humans operate to come in and replace us. And so, in the name of freedom, it's a post-human world. Everybody's dead.
I mean, look at the conservative movement. You got trans people in the conservative movement. What is conservative about being trans? I ain't got no problem with trans people. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But that's trans. That's not conservative. And people actually got these people out here pushing the conservative movement. They're giving them the baton. You have gay people that are in the conservative movement. There's nothing gay in the Bible. And conservative movement is very much so Christian. Now, I ain't got no problem with gay people. I love gay people. I got gay friends. But that's not conservative. That's gay. That's not part of the conservative movement. So the more the conservative movement, and I don't agree with everything in conservative movement, but when I see something that's compromising its principles, whether I agree with it or not, if you're compromising your principles, you're going to compromise your whole entire foundation.
Well, Paul watched a video 2 weeks ago, and I should have aired it. I forget the name of it. It was really good. He was saying that the conservatives aren't conservatives anymore. They're just, I mean, the Democratic Party officially is endorsing pedophilia now. And I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's where the pedophilia is. That's how it's always been. Ask Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He'll tell you. It's all in his book. Who's perpetrating the trafficking of children? Go look at Tammany Hall, I believe, early 20th century, when they were trafficking women in New York City. Type the Tammany Hall, women trafficked New York City. I think 20,000 in that ring. Democrats see. Listen,
right. The Democrats literally are Satanists. I mean, the Republicans got their own. But the Democrats are Satanists, folks. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This show ends in about 13 minutes. The war room starts with Owen Schroyer. And I got to tell you, he's going to be airing large segments of Trump's speech that was incredibly good. Threw down the gauntlet. Christopher Monckton was on earlier. He said it's the best speech he's ever seen, not just by Trump. I mean, what he said was a declaration of war on everything the globalists stand for. They're going to go completely ape. Now, Hotep Jesus is here with us laying out some really heavy stuff. And I'll say this about what he said. We're already in a period of humans being taken out of their natural form and natural roles. Doesn't mean people don't do the other roles sometimes, but people forced into roles that are not natural, and now they're going to end humanity as we know it in the family. That's the admitted goal. They're now announcing it. And so you can look at what he's saying as extreme, but the extreme openness and freedom of the West allowed all these things that were not natural, and then now it's being directed to end the ability to be natural. So now anything upright, organic, authentic is under attack. Anything false is held up and worshipped. So I agree with him in the spectrum of, you know, from which he speaks. But there have always been people and groups that are from orthodoxies that then go into other areas naturally, just because of the way humans operate, and that's part of our real diversity. But the forced diversity of things that are unnatural is our destruction. And you were saying you're ready to define the era we're in, and you said the poop is about to hit the oscillating fan. So please get into that.
Yeah, so we're in the era of the silent majority. We are at the whim of the silent majority. If the silent majority doesn't get their ish together, we're in trouble. The silent majority has to cease being silent. We saw the silent majority show up at the polls for Trump. We see them show up at the Trump rallies. But if people don't start speaking up, you're basically consenting to the evil that's about to take over the world. So that's why I call this the era of the silent majority. It's on you. It's not on people like me. My only job is, and Alex's only job, and Rex Jones' only job is to put the battery in your back, to make you not be afraid to come out and speak. We're showing you you can be brave. You don't have to be afraid to speak your mind. You know, grab your kahunas, make sure you're still a man, and speak up. Stop being afraid of losing your job. And because here's the fact of the matter. If you lose your job, take the money you got and sue them. Sue them for firing you for wrong reasons. You should be happy if you get fired for something that happened on your Twitter. You should be happy because that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. Now you never got to work again. Get $1 million check to go home. But that's a violation of your rights as an American. And we keep allowing these socialists and communists to just tear down the Constitution and just amend it and amend it and amend it and amend it till it's just not the same thing anymore. So it's no longer the Bill of Rights. Now it's this conglomerate of foolery, you know? Also, you know, Hotep Nation, we have 10 commandments, right? And these are the 10 commandments we follow. I think it's high time conservatives need to sit down at the table and figure out what are the principles they stand on, you know, because when you look back, you're going to wonder what happened to conservatives. You know, how did it get this way? Michael Malice says conservatism is liberalism moving its
speed. By the way, your logo is kick ass. I wish you'd make me one.
Thanks. I thought of that. I envisioned it in my head. I gave it to somebody. I had dozens of people that could not get it right. I think 200 designs were delivered, and that one finally came, and I was like, that's the one. That's exactly how I want it. So thank you.
Because I've been thinking about trying to come up with a logo for InfoWars as like a shield or something, and I thought about it kind of like a tower, but I just can't ever come up with it. But that is the best logo I've ever seen.
Yeah, Hotep Nation, we are in marketing and business, so, you know, maybe we can ideate something for InfoWars. Let me think about it. Shield, I like it. I like it.
Let's go back to that logo and talk about what that means.
So the
logo, we've
got to
be the sovereigns, don't we? We've got to stand up in our own birthright and declare that we're free and that we're above the system. I mean, that's what America was supposedly about. Didn't mean we ever actually realized it, but we're saying we're sovereign. There's no king over us because we are the lords and ladies of our own lives. Our homes are our castles.
Yeah, if you look at the Hotep Nation logo, or let's start with the name. So, of course, Hotep is going to tell you the ideology, and you have the word nation. Today, we have people that want to defeat nationalism. Nationalism is basically tribalism. What you're basically saying is you're trying to remove people's freedom of association, which means you want to control us.
They're saying we don't want you to even have any ideology or any kinship or any crew that stands up for you. We want you alone by yourself so we can destroy you.
Yeah, yeah. Or you rock with the state. So that's why it's Hotep in the nation. And then when you look at the crown is basically denoting our royalty. A lot of people want to say that, you know, if we're talking colorful, black people came from slavery, and we don't follow the ideology. You know, we come from the ideology that we come from Pharaoh, which are the European equivalent to kings. So, you know, we were royalty. You know, a lot of people say we was Kang. We was Kang. I don't deal in this. You know, somebody said something today. They said, some white lady, she apologized today. She said, I'm sorry that your ancestors went through slavery. I said, I'm sorry your ancestors went through slavery. Because the Slavs had it bad. The Irish had it bad.
Exactly. I was there. It's supposedly going to air tomorrow. We'll see if it does with TIP, T-I. And he kept bringing up slavery, and I said, listen, it's going on everywhere. Everybody had it in their past. But we are the greater things in our past. I'm not belittling it or taking away from it, he was saying. I'm saying I don't look at the bad stuff as my identity. I look at the great things as my identity, and people moving forward, not being victims. And these people just, I don't care if it's white kids, black kids, whoever it is, they get into being victims, and they obsess on it, and I'm sick of it.
Well, I think T.I.'s a lot older. He's not a lot older, but he's older than me. And that generation was inundated a lot where we confuse the quote-unquote colorful black power movement with, you know, gripe it's always in juxtaposition with white people, right? It's always about, you know, we overcame, we to overcome. Anytime you say overcome, you're basically putting white people in a conversation. So,
well, exactly. Always, it's like people obsess over Israel. It's like worshiping Israel or something. Like, why can't somebody be their own thing? And then that's how you really dominate, is building your own big thing that you already had, instead of always obsessing about this group over here, instead of just taking off and dominating regardless. That's how you really win.
Yeah, group up, get with your tribe, mind your business, and build. Because we got enemies on all fronts. The other day I watched the Arabs smack the shit out of there was a black business that was in hair, and she was out in California, melanated young lady. And after a year, her business was out of, well, her business went out of business because the Korean wouldn't sell to her. So hey, you talking about the white man, your enemy, man. Everybody has a tribe. If you can't stick to your tribe and work with your tribe, there's a problem. And if your tribe is talking about other tribes, you're really in deep shit. TI has to be unconditioned. We have to recondition TI to focus on us. You know, like when we look at that Revolt TV thing with Candace Owens, why would you bring up Donald Trump in the Mecca, you know, the melanated Mecca of America, Atlanta? That's where all the, you know, African-related people are basically our capital. So why would you have all these black people on this panel and talk about Trump? Like, what does he have to do with uplifting our nation? You know, like, focus on yourself. But again, he's from a different generation that hasn't been able to take himself. I was caught in that mental trap at one point, you know, so focused on, you know, the so-called white man. I was focused on that. And then I got out of that mentality and I started seeing how it was much more freeing and it's much more liberating, and I became more powerful because...
Well, exactly, and expanding on that, everybody's got their own issues, and people have had all these old scores and fights. But the globalists are here to replace humans with a post-human world. They play us off against each other on purpose while they're dominating. We have to deal with that, and they've wound up China with one-sided deals to dominate everybody, and if we don't deal with that, they're enslaving the Chinese people. They're not getting ahead under this, and they're dominating us. We're all getting screwed by the globalists allied with China and the big banks and Hollywood, and that's the enemy. Humanity's under attack by radical Orthodox Islam, in my view, the EU tyranny, the Chi-Com threat, and this whole globalist leftist central banking cartel. And they are all combined against everybody else and training us to all fight with each other. And it doesn't mean there aren't issues and things going on. But the point is that it doesn't matter. The big overarching thing of putting fluoride in all our water, putting GMO in all of us, putting 5G out, trying to break up all of our families, is this sinister, evil globalist force. And if people don't wake up to that, we're all going to lose, period.
They're trying to pit the African against the Anglo-Saxon. And they've been doing it for centuries now. But we've been allies for a really long time. If you go look at the Moroccan Treaty, the Moroccan-American Treaty, you'll see that America's first ally was an African nation.
Hotep, we're out of time. You got to join us again. Coming up, the War Room, Owen Schroyer, Trump's epic speech, Infowars.com/show, and Band.video. Thank you so much, Hotep. Powerful interview.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.